Okay, well, welcome to our Connect for Success call. I've put together some topics tonight that I think you'll find helpful in building your business. I hope you do anyway. But on our call tonight, we're going to be talking about how you can get more bookings from your shows. Yay, I'm sure we all want that. And how you can sponsor two or more new team members every month just by making sure that you do two important things. And those are the two things that I'd like to focus on tonight. There are two activities that if you really get into the habit of doing them, you will have more bookings from your shows, and you will have many more new team members each and every month. And I don't know anybody who wouldn't be excited about that. So to really build momentum in your business, I encourage everyone to focus on six shows a month, a minimum of, and two new team members a month. And that's really very doable, even for someone who is part-time. Six shows and two new team members every month is really going to give your business some great momentum. And when that momentum kicks in, boy, it's exciting, it's fun, and you're going to start getting so many more rewards and get closer to the dream. So it's all about six shows or more a month and sponsoring two new people. So how do we make that happen? Well, it really does start with the power of your share and care story. You know, there's just a lot of really powerful things that you can say when you present your share and care story. And I'm sure some of you are doing that at every single show. If you're not doing that, you really want to make a habit of doing your share and care story. So what really is a share and care story? Well, it's your personal story of how you were introduced to LeBry. It's also your personal product testimonial, what the product did for you. And then it's also letting everyone know at your shows why you decided to become a consultant. And then, of course, is asking the question, who here would enjoy adding some extra income, maybe $800 or $1,000 or more of income to their monthly budget? The share and care story, the sharing is telling people how you were introduced to the products and your personal product testimonial. The caring part of your share and care story is finding out who at your shows wants more in their life, more fun, more friends, more opportunities, more income. So that's really important to understand why we do a share and care story. So when do you present your share and care story? Well, it's presented, if you look at your show cards, your share and care story is presented right after or you apply the mask and the facial mask is drying. This is a really good time for you to let everyone get to know you a little bit better. The model has her mask drying on half her face, and you really have a captive audience at that point. And remember, your share and care story is really not super lengthy. If you want to have a really good example of a share and care story, I encourage you to go into the back room, and we have a video of it back there where you, with the wording that you can really craft your own story. Now, if you haven't done that yet, I'm going to encourage everyone on the call tonight to really sit down and write out, script out your share and care story. And remember, it's more about letting them understand that there is something really special here that you have found and that you want to share it with them. So after you share with them how you were introduced to the product, what your personal product testimonial is, or perhaps talk about your favorite product just for a brief few seconds. And then this is where you spend a little more time, is you talk about why you decided to become a consultant. Share with them what it is that you want to achieve, the goals and dreams that you have and that you want to achieve through your LeBry business. I know when I did my share and care story, I always let people know at the time I was working a full-time job. And my dream was to be able to fire my boss someday. So when I was doing my shows, I always told everyone what my dream was. And I said, you know, my dream is within 12 months or less that I can walk into my boss's office and give him my 2 weeks' notice because that's my dream. I want to fire my boss and pursue my career full time. And it was amazing how people got excited for me, and many people at my shows would say, oh, man, I would love to fire my boss. So share with people why you decided to become a consultant. Yes, you love the product, and you want to share the product with everyone because you feel that everyone deserves high-quality skincare products, but also share a little bit of your dream with everyone. That gets them to dream also. Then after you share why you became a consultant, then you ask the question. And I simply would say to people, so that brings me to a question. Who here would enjoy adding some extra income to their monthly budget, perhaps an extra $800 or $1,000 a month? This is a very powerful question. Because when you ask this question, you are engaging your guests at the show. This is the part where you're going to find out who could use some extra income. And when you ask that question, be sure that you always raise your hand. This is a very important part of making the share and care story work for you. It's not just about talking about the sharing part of what why you got into the business. It's more about talking to them about the opportunity that's also available for them to take advantage of. So don't ever forget the question, who here would enjoy adding some extra income to the family budget every month, perhaps an extra $800 or $1,000 a month? And then raise your hand, because that gets other people to raise their hand. So as soon as someone raises their hand, you ask them and you say, well, geez, I saw your hand up go up, Barb. Share with us, what would you do with an extra $800 or $1,000 or even more a month? Now, this is the fun part. I loved this question, and I really loved hearing what people wanted in their lives that perhaps they didn't have yet. And I heard all kinds of wonderful things. I heard things like, oh, I would love to be able to take my kids to Disney World. I heard that one a lot. I also heard, someday I would love to pay for my child's college tuition so that they can graduate from college debt-free. I heard that one a lot. I also heard, you know, I really need to start saving for retirement. I don't have much of a nest egg. So I really got excited to hear what people would have loved to have in their lives. And I was even more excited to know that by joining me in the business, they would be able, if they were willing to work and give the business a little time, they would be able to achieve whatever it was that was most near and dear to them. So the share and care story is really a very fun thing to do at your show. It's frankly, next to closing the sale, my favorite part was talking about the share and care story and really engaging people and getting them excited about all the possibilities. Now, at your show, you're going to probably have two, three, four people who raise their hand. And every person that raises their hand, you're going to ask them the same question. Okay, Jane, I saw your hand go up. Or Ashley, I saw your hand go up. Have everybody share what they would do with extra income. And after they share what they would do with the extra income, you be sure to say to them, you know, LeBri can help you with that. I want to talk with you a little bit more of how we can help make that happen. And we'll do that at the end of the show tonight. This is critical. Don't just have people tell you what they would love to do with extra income. Be sure that you say back to them, you know, that's exciting, and LeBri can help you with that. And we can talk more about that at the end of the show tonight. Now, just by saying that, you have already engaged people in the sponsoring process. You already have prospects right then and there because of the fact that they've told you that this is something that they would love to have in their lives, extra income, a trip to Disney, whatever it might be. Then at the end of the show, when you are working with each of your guests and helping them place their orders, this is where you revisit when they've had their hand up. This is when you revisit their dream, where they said to you that they would like to have enough income to take a wonderful trip to Disneyland. So after I take my guest's order, I simply say to her, you know, earlier this evening, you raised your hand when I asked if you would enjoy earning some extra income. And you shared with all of us that you would love to be able to take your family to Disneyland. Well, you know, Jane, LeBri could help you with that. And I would like to tell you and give you some more information. Now is not the time, but I'd love to set up a time where you and I can get together and I can give you some more facts about the LeBri opportunity. And then you can decide for yourself if this is something that you find would be beneficial to you and your family. How does that sound? What you are doing is you are extending an invitation to set up a time to get together with her to give her more information about the opportunity. It's really that simple. And if she says, you know, oh, well, that's fine, I would love to learn a little bit more, right then and there, try to set up an appointment before she leaves that evening. If for some reason she's not prepared to set up a time with you, perhaps she doesn't know what her schedule is, she doesn't have her calendar with her, be sure then that you contact her the very next day. You don't want to wait a week and get back to her and say, well, remember at Sue's party last week, you know, I met you and we talked about the opportunity. You want to have a sense of urgency about this. You want to be sure that you get back to people in a very timely manner and then proceed to set the appointment. So there's a lot of power in your share and care story, and I hope that this isn't something that you're neglecting to do at your shows. This is something that I did when I was building my business consistently. Every show I did, I would tell my story, and I would ask people what they would do with some extra income in their lives. And it was a lot of fun, and it really got people wanting to learn more, because that's really what sponsoring is about. It's finding people, simply finding people who want more information. And I believe that at every single show that you do, that there are at least one or two possible new team members there. You just have to be engaged in the sharing process, the sharing of the opportunity. And you're going to find that if you're focused on sponsoring, that it's going to happen for you that much quicker. It's not just about sharing the product and getting sales of our product. It's really about finding out at your shows who would benefit more from the LeBry opportunity, because it's really the best product that we offer is our opportunity, and it brings everyone the most rewards. Okay, so that's one thing you can do to really increase your sponsoring numbers each and every month. Engage in the share and care story. So now, what's the best way to increase your bookings every month to ensure that you hold at least six or show or more shows a month? Well, it's really about making sure that you have at least, you know, four new people at your shows. You know, not just customers who were at a previous show, but new people. Because remember, when you book a show, okay, you have a show and then you have bookings from a show, be sure that when you coach your hostess, that you let her know that you are very excited about coming. Get a guest list, find out who is coming on that guest list, and make sure that there are some new people, some new prospects, because you want, the only way your business is going to grow is by getting in front of new people. And there's a fact that you should know, which I found really interesting. 75% of all bookings come from new people attending the show. Okay, so 75% of all bookings come from new people who are attending the show. So how do you make sure that when you have a booking that your hostess is going to be inviting new people? Well, it's all about hostess coaching. You want to make sure that every time you book a show that you coach that hostess. Many times if we skip that step or we do it haphazardly, we're kind of disappointed in the results of our show. Sometimes what happens is if we don't hostess coach, sometimes we end up not having as many people at our shows as we wish there could have been. It's happened to me with improper hostess coaching that I've gone to shows and there were too many people there and I was not able to handle. More people showed up than I realized. So I really learned very early on in the business that my hostess is my business partner. And that's how we have to look at her. She is your business partner for the evening. And she needs to be engaged with you and needs to understand what is expected. And the one thing that I always talk to my hostesses about was not just starting on time and how many guests are you coming, but more importantly, how many new people are coming. Because hostess rewards, we have very generous hostess rewards. I'm sure that you would all agree with that. And repeat hostesses are great. I've had hostesses that every year, twice a year, in the spring and the fall, they would host a show for me, and that's great. But I made sure that they had new people there, because my business, in order for my business and your business to stay alive, it has to be with new people. It's all about meeting new people. Your future growth is all about getting in front of new people. And there are no shortages of prospects out there. So be sure that when you're going to shows, it's not just about taking repeat orders from people that have already been using the product or have been to previous shows. It's great that they're there, because sometimes they'll hear something new that perhaps they didn't hear before. They'll learn something new about skincare that perhaps wasn't said before. But always make sure that you're getting in front of new people. And when you make that a habit, really get into the habit of hostess coaching each and every one of your hostesses. Yes, it's going to take a little bit more time, but it will pay off in the end, because your hostess will be happy. You will be happy, and then you'll start to see the results that you want for your business. Okay, so we talked a lot today in the time that we have about taking action. You know, taking action by putting together a really good share and care story, and also about taking action when it comes to coaching your hostess to make sure that you have new people at your shows, that you can get lots of bookings. And that's how you're going to get your 6 shows every month and your 2 new team members every month. But, you know, taking action is really what is necessary if you're going to be successful in your business. And I believe that we all know that the only way that we're going to accomplish our goals and live our dreams is by taking action. Because action is the foundational key to all of success. When you think about it, the years, boy, they sure go by quickly. And have you ever wondered, after all these years, if we had just acted instead of used words, how much more far ahead we could all be? And there are so many people, I find, that spend their life contemplating and talking and dreaming, but not acting. When our words match our action, then we become trustworthy. People begin to trust us, and we become effective in what we do, and we start to get things done in a timely manner. Things become more simple, and we really improve our situation, and we always move that much closer to achieving our goals. In order to be successful in your Libri business so that you can achieve your goals and the lifestyle of your dreams, you really have to take action. You know, action is required if you're going to meet new people. Action is going to be required when you're handing out samples, booking shows, and sharing the opportunity. And even though we know that action is required to reach our goals, sometimes we don't always take those necessary action steps. What we could have accomplished in a year or two sometimes takes 5 or 10 years, when the success and the rewards that come with taking action could have happened so much sooner. So if you don't take the action steps, and if you never start, we just won't get anywhere. So every accomplishment starts with the decision to try. And I'll be the first to tell you, you will fail sometimes. You know, you're going to make some mistakes. That's part of the journey. But if you're really passionate enough about your dream, and if you care enough about your dream, you will overcome any obstacles that might arise along the way. You know, there are a lot of people that have some great ideas, but they don't do anything about it. And in the end, you have to determine what kind of life that you want to live. Is it one of mediocrity and settling for less, or is it one of greatness? Because I believe everybody can be great if they really wanted to. Once you really get focused on taking action, excuses will become a thing of the past. But you have to be determined, you know, and you have to be persistent, because otherwise the smallest excuse is going to hold you back. Now, sometimes we avoid taking action steps because we think we have to do everything right before you can take the steps forward. And I've met people, oh, I've got to do everything perfect, and I need more knowledge, I need to know more. Now, you can learn as much as you want, but if you don't take action, you're not going to get any results. So whatever you do, don't wait until you get it right. you know, everybody goes through a learning process, and you can't know everything before you get started. So don't, you know, just try. Don't sit back and wait that the timing has to be perfect, because expect mistakes. It's going to happen. You have to try. You're going to fail, make a few mistakes, but the wonderful thing about that is that you will learn from every mistake, and as long as you keep going, you will succeed. That I know for sure. So a great quote that I like comes from Thomas Jefferson, and he said, "Do you want to know who you are? Don't ask. Act. Action will delineate and define you." I love that. So act. That says a lot more about you. You have to constantly remind yourself over and over again to take action. You know, the stars are never going to align perfectly. Circumstances are never going to be perfect. And the sooner that you get started, the better off you're going to be. So why is it that sometimes we don't take the action steps that we know deep down we really have to take if we're going to succeed? Well, there are a couple reasons. I found that for some people, the reason they don't take action is because they're just not passionate about their dream. So be sure that you're excited about the possibilities that your Labrai business can bring into your life, because they are truly endless. There is no limit here, no matter what it is. If you're not excited, if your dream isn't giving you the goosebumps, and if it doesn't make you jump out of bed in the morning, you need to get a new dream. So that's one reason why some people don't take action. Another reason that others may not take action, unfortunately, I'm going to just be honest, it's plain laziness. Yep, there are some people that they're just lazy. And I'm not trying not to be mean when I say that, but it's the truth. But for many other people, and I used to fit into this category, for many other people, the most common cause of not taking action is fear. That four-letter word, the short four-letter word, but it can greatly affect many areas of our lives, including our wealth, success, and even one's ability to be happy. So I'm sure that all of us can relate to not doing something because of fear. I know I can. And when you face your fears, you will grow stronger. Each time that you do something that you're afraid of, it will become easier. This has been so true in my life, so I have no doubt that the same will be true for you. Now, when you start out, it's going to be a little challenging, but it will get easier. You know, I have to share with you, when I started, even when I launched the company back 15 years ago, I had a fear of sampling. I hadn't done it. This was a program that I put together that I had visualized in my mind. It's a lot easier sometimes to visualize something in your mind than having to go out and do it. So here I had created this wonderful sampling program that I was so excited about, but now it was time to go out and get these samples into the hands of as many people as possible. And I'm going to be honest, the first time that I went out, I had butterflies in my stomach, my mouth was dry, my hands were cold and clammy, and I felt fear. And so I realized that I had to do this. I had to face my fear and get over it, because fear is something that we just make up in our mind. It's something that our mind, you know, tells us. It's kind of like the brain is saying to you, something bad's going to happen. And when you really analyze it, when it comes to sampling anyway, what's the worst possible thing that could happen to you? Someone may say, no, thank you. Big deal, right? There's 10 other people that will take your samples, use them, and love them. So I started to visualize being successful at sampling. And this really helped me overcome my fear. The other thing that I did, and I'm going to encourage you to do this as well, especially if you have fears, is to get the book. It's called Face Your Fear, Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. That's the author. Face Your Fear and Do It Anyway. And the author, again, is Susan Jeffers. Read that book. I've read that book about probably 4 or 5 times. It has some wonderful techniques that will help you overcome any fear that may be holding you back from having the rewards that you could have in your Labrai business. So again, fear is the biggest reason that most of us stop from taking action. But the good news is we can overcome each and every one of our fear if we work at it a little bit, and if we remind ourselves that nothing really bad can happen. The worst thing that can happen is someone may say no. Big deal. So what? You go on to the next person. So remember, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. And if you don't ask, then the answer is always going to be no. And if you don't step forward, then we always end up in the same place. I love what Tony Robbins says. It's one of my favorite quotes. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. And that's why it's important to be willing to try new things and be willing to take those action steps that will bring you everything that you could possibly imagine and make all of your goals and dreams come true. So I have a challenge for everybody that's on the call this month, and my challenge for you this month is to take action. Do something that you've been fearful of doing in regards to building your business. And I would love to hear from those of you who are going to run with this challenge. Tell me, you know, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me what your fear was and what you did to overcome that fear. So always remember that you and only you determine your success. There's no tools, strategies, or courses that can do that for you. If somebody has a strong will to succeed, then even with bad tools, she will succeed. But if someone has poor will and a poor resolution, even the best tools and all the support in the world that she could possibly have, she's going to struggle with success. I certainly would not bet on her. I would bet on the girl that has the strong will to succeed, who has the bad tools, because she'll be the winner every time, hands down. I believe that you have within you everything you need to achieve your dreams and make your life a more beautiful way to live. So why wait? So thanks for joining me tonight. Hugs to everybody, and have a good night.